You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was online looking at something. Our company, Slapshot Broadcasting, has a it's a web portal for employees, right? And I was on there having to look something up, and I had never really noticed this before, but under each employee, there's a thing where they have your file.
Yeah.
And you can look in there to see, you know, if anything has been, I don't know, if you've been written up for anything. So, you know, I've been here a while. I've got a pretty extensive track record with Slapshot Broadcasting, and I clicked on it. It's just empty.
Oh, that's good. Oh, thank God.
There's nothing in my file. Nothing.
Let's get something in there today.
So we were wondering if some of our listeners have ever been written up at work.
Mm.
I will tell you before I go to one of your stories, Jeremy, because I think you've got a couple. I want to quickly read this one from David, who heard that we were going to be talking about this. And he says, when I was 17... my manager at a print shop wrote me up because I used the copy machine to make invitations for a rage we threw our senior year of high school.
Yeah.
And she had every right to do that because I actually printed up 1,500 of them in color.
Oh, my gosh. Not color. Do you know how expensive those cartridges are? You're going to bankrupt the company.
You know, to be just written up and not fired for that, they must have really needed the help at the print
That's
shop.
That's right. Yeah. 1,500 copies.
But when I think about people getting written up, I think of my buddy Jeremy because you've got a story.
I do. And I will say that this happened easily 20 years ago. And looking back, I would do it all again. I worked at a gym, and I worked with this guy that was just a total slacker, jerk. Just, I did not care for him at all. And I had worked at this gym for about 3 years or so, and it was a day off. I think it was like Saturday or something. And I knew he was working that day at the front desk.
Okay.
So here's the thing about the gym is they had a separate area like way in the back full of tanning beds. And to turn the tanning beds on, there were phones next to each tanning bed. So you'd go to tanning bed 3, pick up the phone, call the front desk and say, hey, I need 15 minutes on bed 3. And they'd say, you betcha. And they'd turn it on at the front desk, you know, so they had complete control over the tanning beds. Okay. So that Saturday when I had my day off, I called the front desk. I knew the number from the tanning bed area. And that dude was working the front desk. And I, in a very frantic, panicked voice, said, I barely got my hand outside the tanning bed to reach the phone, and could you please help? Could you send help? I'm stuck in the tanning bed. I can't get out. I've been in here. This thing's been running for like 45 minutes. The thing is, they were like stand-up tanning beds. You know, you close the door, and they do lock. You know, you can lock it from the inside, but you can like kind of peek through just a little bit. And so I guess over the course of the next 20 minutes or so, him and the entire maintenance crew like were in the tanning area trying to get tanning beds open and hollering and trying to figure out who was trapped in a tanning bed. And obviously, you know, a couple of them were empty, so nobody was answering. So maybe they thought that person had passed out in there or something.
Fantastic.
This is one of the best pranks I've ever pulled.
Mm-hmm.
Got written up for it, though, Dom. Very next day. Because I came in, my fatal flaw was to come in on that Monday and brag about what I did to get this guy. I got him good. I played a good prank on you. He went to the boss. I got written up. And a few days later, I was fired.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I was going to say, because I'm wondering what the difference is between being written up and being fired.
Not much because, in this case.
Because I've worked with people even at Slapshot Broadcasting who have been written up. They've even told me, I got written up for blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's like it's your warning. It's your slap on the hand, slap on the wrist.
Well, then why did you get fired?
I don't know. I guess it was a very intense scene of them trying to break into tanning beds and then actually having gym patrons in there fully naked and then probably trying to open the doors to these things.
Well, this
so
is that
I
whole,
had it coming.
This is this whole
I
one door closing and another opening, Jeremy. You're now on the top-rated morning radio show.
Look at
show
that.
When you could have been
a Gold's Gym
guy for the rest of your life.
I would
whatever
do it again because it was a solid prank on that jerk.
Mike wrote in, he goes, my daughter got written up at the rec center because she didn't make sure all the basketballs were properly inflated. That was actually one of her responsibilities, to make sure balls were properly inflated.
Yeah.
And then he says, ridiculous. But
it's the rec center.
Somebody has to do that.
You do is you go to the rec center to play basketball. You don't want deflated balls.
We actually have an HR person who's on the line. I'm going to save Marley's call for last. Marley, don't hang up, because I want these people to tell us why they were written up, and then I want Marley to explain what happens when you're written up.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I like it.
Here's Leah on the phone. Leah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So why were you written up?
I was written up because I brought a toaster oven to work.
Oh, the humanity.
It was a pretty small office. There was like less than a dozen of us that worked in this area. And I wanted to have some like warm, cheesy, toasty sandwiches for lunch. So big whoop, brought a little toaster
tuna?
Oven.
Did you put tuna in there?
No.
Is this why?
No.
Mm-hmm. Why was this such a no-no?
I may as well.
What was the problem?
The lady who was like our some form of a VP sat in the office that was closest to the break room. She had it out for me from the get-go anyways. Like, she just, there was personality conflicts all over the place with that lady. But she did not want to smell anybody's lunch in the break room, yet she chose the office closest to the break room. So, her bad.
She was sick of your warm, cheesy goodness, wasn't she?
Yes! Oh, my God, it was so funny. But she wrote me up, and everybody else thought it was completely ridiculous. And eventually, the owner of the company at the time told her to tear it up, and that he unwrote me up.
You were unwritten up.
Well, 3 years later, yeah.
Three years it stayed on your record. It's like points on your driving record. It lasted three years.
It wasn't like the most corporate, super stuffy type of environment. Yeah. She just wanted, you know, any reason.
That's funny that you were written up for basically eating in a break room. You know,
exactly. That's what I thought. I was like, really.
Leah, thanks for calling us. Have a fun day. Okay.
Sure. You too. Thanks.
See you later. Right.
That's funny.
That's a good one.
Here's Jeremy on the phone. Jeremy, why were you written up?
So I worked at a fast food restaurant, and a gentleman came through the drive-thru and was kind of bad-mouthing the person in the back, saying, that's why you work here. You don't have a education, yada, yada, this and that. He was just being rude. So when he came up to the window, I handed him his soda, and I made it so he could only grab the lid. There would be no other place on the cup he could grab. I loosened the lid, so when he grabbed the lid, the pop hit his steering wheel and it blew. I mean, it was an explosion. It was awesome. But it went everywhere, and he looked over at me, and I just kind of, I remarked, well, I'm sorry, I don't have an education, and then I walked away.
Oh, yes.
So I got written up for that. But, you get what
well,
you get.
Like, well played, and that it actually worked, too, and spilled everywhere.
Karma, man. Karma.
I was impressed at the way it hit his steering wheel. It was just, I expected the lid to come off and maybe him to catch it. I didn't expect, inside of his car to be
played.
You wish you had slow-mo video of that, too?
Honestly, and that was before the time of cell phones. So, there probably would have been a couple camera phones going off at that point.
Yeah.
It would have been epic. It would have been all over YouTube.
Good revenge, man. Good revenge.
Jeremy, thanks for the call. Have a great day, buddy.
Yeah. You too, boys.
See ya.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Okay, one more, and then we're going to talk to Marley. Hey, Amanda, good morning. Why were you written up?
I got it written up for excessive socializing.
Well, aren't you just chatty all the time?
Well, my break, I wouldn't get written up. But the kicker was, my boss wrote it up on his last day, so it was the new manager that had to give it to me.
So he couldn't even prove it.
So what were they saying? You weren't doing your work? You were walking around BSing with everybody?
I guess so. But I still got, I worked in mortgage at the time, and I got over 200 files done that month.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was lame again.
Thanks for calling us, Amanda.
Lame. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Right, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show. Excessive socializing.
Okay.
Here's Marley on the phone. Marley, good morning. Thanks for holding so long.
Yeah, no problem.
So you work in HR. Tell me about this writing up. I'm not even, because I've never been written up. I've been fired, but I've never been written up. So what does that even mean?
Well, that's a problem in itself. But basically, every company has their own policy, usually private companies. So for my company example that I work for, typically a write-up is something that goes against company policy. And usually you'll get like a verbal warning, and then you'll typically get a write-up. And then after three write-ups, that's typically means for termination. So it'll stay on your record. Yeah. Mm. So every company is a little bit different about how their policies go. And, you know, the escalation of going against company policy, but it really just depends on, you know, your manager.
Your company gives people a lot of chances. Essentially, you have four chances to screw up.
Well, we work in construction, electrical work, so, you know, kind of a different beat.
So you can be electrocuted four times, but that fifth time...
I was going to say, it seems like there wouldn't be that lax in construction.
You can only have three fires.
Yeah, it's a different kind of culture, I guess you could say, than, like, somewhere it'd be like, you know... like oil and gas, you know, things like that.
Well, let me ask you this. You said, you know, it's you get three... Is there, like the one caller was talking about, can something fall off your record after X amount of time, or is it a permanent stain?
Right.
So typically you have to keep any sort of disciplinary action form in a personnel file, but depending on, you know, managers, maybe this person, you know, worked really hard, maybe they did a better job in the next coming years that they were allowed to get something off of their record, but it just depends on company policy.
Sure.
Have you ever been written up, Marley?
I actually got written up early last year by I'm a human resources manager. The human resources director wrote me up because she is out to get me for not putting stamps on envelopes.
Who mails things anymore?
Yep, exactly.
Well, how dare you?
Tell her to put her own damn stamps on the envelope. That's not your job, Marley.
You have two more warnings.
I love that what's your title? HR manager?
HR manager, yeah. She's an HR director, so she kind of oversees what I do.
I love that the HR manager got written up. There's something beautiful about that.
And for stamps.
It happens to everybody. So whatever, you know, my thing for everybody is just take it with a grain of salt and try and do better. You know?
How were you mailing these things then? Were you just putting the letters in the mail with no stamps?
So it was literally the day after I got back to work after COVID, and I was just running a million miles per hour, and I just forgot one stamp, and she wrote me up. So
one stamp.
One stamp. Oh, that's crazy.
It's okay. I'll be fine, guys. Thanks for everything you do. Have a great morning.
All right.
You too,
bye.
Thanks for being on the show.
She's like, I've said too much. I got to go.